A world event, which has gained a great deal of attention in the last few weeks, is descended on the family. Much speculation and even controversy has come from this. One problem with the reporting on such events is that much of the media has little or no knowledge of how the church functions on a day-to-day basis. The word synod is defined as a coming together. There are many different types of synods, from the diocesan level to the universal level. Of course, this synod on the family that we're hearing so much about is at the universal level. Its function is to offer counsel to the Pope and the Curia on how to handle specific aspects of the faith or Catholic life. In this case, they are dealing with the difficulties and problems experienced by families in the 21st century. The Pope listens to dialogue, which is going on between the cardinals, and then after a few months will oftentimes offer his own thoughts in a document called an apostolic exhortation. This particular synod has two parts. The first took place this fall, and the summary has recently been published. The cardinals will go back to their diocese, then, they have done this already, until next year. They will reflect and study and pray about some of the issues which were discussed over the past couple of weeks. Then they will once again come together a year from now to discuss and then formulate yet another document, which will be a concluding document. This document will likely be more concrete and have specific suggestions for the Holy Father to consider. One of the main thrusts of these synod talks is to reach out to those who may feel marginalized. This theme comes directly from Pope Francis, who often writes and speaks about the need that we all have as Christians to reach out to the margins of the peripheries of our society. Many times there is a tendency in the world as well as the church to just focus on the majority or those who are most active in the community. In the case of the church, these are the ones who are, as we could say in quotes, in a pew every Sunday. Pope Francis has tirelessly preached that the church and each individual must go out in search of the lost sheep. These are the ones on the margins or the outskirts of the church and even society. Jesus has a special love for these lost sheep, as we know from the Gospels. Catechism of the Catholic Church says that the church must have a preferential love for the poor. This is not just the physically poor, but also those who are psychologically and spiritually impoverished. Some of these least of our brothers are being discussed by the cardinals of the world at the synod. Within each country, there are countless families who feel unwelcomed in the church. These are marginalized by many different things: poverty, mental illness, lack of education, divorce and remarriage, same-sex attraction. There is no doubt that each one of these groups many times may feel unwelcomed in the church or in society at large. They may even think that the church or even God has abandoned them. We cannot be satisfied when people feel left out of the family of God. Jesus turns his back on no one, and all are welcome in his body, which is the church. In fact, the church is the place for sinners and the brokenhearted. Jesus warns us in the first reading today that if the poor ones cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry. We must love our neighbors as ourselves. This, of course, presupposes that we have a knowledge and an understanding of what they are going through. And so this is why the Synod on the Family is taking place. It is a self-reflection by the church to see how we are treating those who are on the margins, to invite them to explain their thoughts and their feelings to the Pope and the cardinals who are listening to them, to really listen to them without judging their motives, just trying to understand them. Naturally, the church will not agree with everything that is expressed, but at least we can understand the situation that they're going through better. In his concluding homily, Pope Francis explained how to properly enter into dialogue with those who are not embracing the full gospel message. First, we must avoid hostile inflexibility. This looks only at the law or at rules of the church and closes oneself off to listening to the cry of another who is in a painful situation and truly feels marginalized. The second, and just as important, is the destructive tendency to goodness in the name of deceptive mercy. This is, in the Pope's words, binding the wounds without first treating and curing them. There is always a tension which exists when we want to love and help other people. To love them from a purely human perspective is insufficient and even harmful. We must learn to love as God does. We experience the love of God through the Gospels, through tradition, but especially through prayer. The Lord then teaches us to love others, not with a human love, but with a supernatural love. At this time in human history, one could say that many are feeling marginalized or left out of society or the church. The call of the Gospels is to reach out to these lost sheep with compassion and mercy. This effort will necessarily mean listening to them and dialoguing without judging their motives. This process changes us and hopefully enables us to reach out to others with a real sincere love, not just seeking to get along with others, but to love with a desire to see the others achieve true happiness which Christ brings. This is not merely a human love, it is a supernatural love which has the power to change hearts. It can bring people out of the margins into the full communion with God and with the community of believers.